Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. August 31st, 1952, Fire Station in Bridgetown. On this day, August 31st, 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported that the Select Committee of the Legislative Council deliberated on the important question of where to situate a fire station in Bridgetown. At a previous session of the Council, legislators concluded that the site of the Central Foundry and that of the former railway station were unsuitable for the construction of a fire station. The major reason cited by the council for their opposition to these proposed sites were the increased likelihood of traffic congestion in Bridgetown, especially at peak periods of the day, and noise pollution. According to the advocate, traffic management improvements in the city necessitated the council to revise their opinion on the location of the fire station. The recent institution of one-way traffic in Bridgetown had obviated the gridlock envisaged by the council. In addition, traffic exiting the Central Foundry car park was now required to turn right. This decision improved the traffic flow in Bridgetown significantly. If a fire station were built at that location, a fire truck utilizing its siren could approach or leave the city with minimum delay, even at peak hours. Regarding the noisiness of the proposed foundry site and its negative impact on firefighters, the article questioned the exactness of this claim, noting that income tax officials presently worked in the immediate vicinity and foundry and schooner pool staff worked at the site in recent years. The advocate article also emphasized the importance of constructing a fire station in Bridgetown due to fire risks in the city and a history of disastrous conflagrations. The notion of purchasing private property at Temple Yard or destroying the beautiful Jubilee Gardens to erect a fire station were deemed to be untenable. Hence, the advocate challenged the Legislative Council to prioritize finding a suitable site in Bridgetown, as firefighters should not be living in cramped conditions in St. Cecilia Barracks. On this day, August 31st, 1952, the Barbados Advocate called attention to the need for a fire station in Bridgetown and the stalled efforts of the Select Committee of the Legislative Council to expedite the process.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.